Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Emily Bivens, Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. And Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Yes, thank you for joining us, always keeping us up to speed on the latest chamber happenings. And the chamber's got a very busy May happening right now, kicking off the Yard of the Week. We're still looking for nominations, but there's a lot of beautiful yards that are going to be highlighted over the course of the summer, right?
Yes, absolutely. Our beautification committee runs this award program, and they're now accepting nominations. The first Yard of the Week will be awarded in the first week in June.
Okay.
So you've got some time. You can go to our website and fill out the application to nominate. Somebody is at the very bottom of the homepage.
Yeah.
Or you can come into our office and pick up a paper copy and send it in to us.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's really a great way to highlight the beauty in our community and the people who work hard to make their own little piece of Jamestown look a little better, and which makes our whole community look better.
And,
so,
and I encourage anybody who's listening to nominate like three people, because I'm sure some of our listeners can like name three people off the top of their head that just have the most gorgeous yard that deserves to get recognized.
Yes, exactly.
So Yard of the Week nominations, get those into the chamber. And again, the first one will be announced coming up on the first week of June, and the chamber will announce every week who receives the award. Keeping in spring theme, like spring needs to happen before June gets here so we can have summer.
Yeah.
But you guys are doing these planting potting tours. Happened in Lemoore, which was a great turnout.
Yeah.
And now one's coming up in Jamestown.
Yes, on May 16th, we'll be over at the Country Gardens here in Jamestown from 3 to 5, and we'll hear a presentation about horticulture and plant health, and then we'll do a little planting project with some flowers. So
awesome.
If you would like to join us, you can purchase your ticket at the Chamber office. It's $25 for members and $30 for non-members. Basically covers the cost of the planter and stuff like that. So,
right.
Yeah, if you want to come, just reserve your spot. And I also want to thank, we have a couple sponsors for both of these events, Great River Energy and Bank Forward.
Awesome.
Those chamber members helped put on both of these events. So,
fantastic.
This particular planting potting tour was from the Ag and Energy Committee. And they do a really great job of promoting agricultural and energy industries in our region and helping the chamber stay connected to those. So
very much. So shout out to that committee. And of course, thanks to the sponsors who make events like this possible. Get signed up May 16th. That's happening in Jamestown, the planting potting tour from 3 to 5. Get signed up. So you have a head count. You guys got to kind of know so the materials can be put.
Right. Exactly.
So, yep. Emily Bivens again, Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director here on Let's Talk. And Lunch and Learn. These are such a great source of information. Also, you get food. And there's one coming up here next Thursday, Emily.
Yeah, May 16th, we'll be over at City Hall, and we'll be hearing from the Freedom Resource Center. And they're going to be talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act and how to reduce your liability for your business while increasing your customer base. So,
sure.
But it'll be a really great lunch and learn. Like you said, lunch will be provided. You do have to RSVP for this as well, so we can make sure we have enough food for everybody. It's $5 for members and $10 for non-members. And you can reserve your spot by going online, jamestownchamber.com, or call us or stop by our office. So.
Absolutely. And everybody should be, aware ADA compliance, and this will be a good chance to learn more about that as
Absolutely.
Well. Absolutely. Lunch and learn again on May 16th, like Emily said. And then, Emily, we have the Customer Service Awards. We have the Business of the Month Awards, which people are always encouraged to nominate.
Yes.
And these Business After Hours, these are really good informational sessions as well, if you will, right?
Yeah. It's been one of my favorite things at the Chamber because it's really just a nice hour and a half where you just get to visit and network with other professionals and get to know people in the community. And I've met so many people through the chamber, and a majority of those people have been at Business After Hours. So
Awesome. It's
a great place, a great event to go to. And our next one is May 30th at Dakota Central. They recently added on to their building, so they're going to show that off for us. They'll have some hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, and just come and network with other people and get to know other people and have some food while you're
Absolutely.
There. So it's just a great time.
Yeah. Whether you're new in the community, whether you want to know more about Dactyl or Dakota Central, you want to network a little bit. These are perfect opportunity for that.
Yes.
So all of this and more is happening in Jamestown through the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce and their committees. We encourage everybody to get as involved as you can. Again, Yard of the Weeks, the planting plotting tours, the lunch and learns, the business after hours. It's all happening through the chamber. And Emily, if anybody has questions or they want to get signed up, get tickets, get registered, what are some ways they can do that?
Like I said, you can go on our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can call our office at 701-252-4830, or you can stop by and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
There you go. Perfect. Emily, anything else you want to add?
I think we're pretty good. Thanks, Warren.
For the next couple of weeks, at least.
Right? Yeah, for at least till next week.
No. Awesome. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.